The Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, no bid there, but the July does have one, and it is trading 814 and a half, down 14 and a quarter. Soft May wheat, 696 and three quarters, down 17 and a quarter. July, 706 down, now 705 and three quarters, down 16 and three quarters. May corn, 496 and three quarters, down 8 and a quarter. July, 499, down 8 and a half. December, 491 and a half, down 7 and a quarter. Go out to July of 15, 510, down 6 and a half. May soybeans, 1482, down 19. July, 1464 and three quarters, down 22 and a quarter, now a half. September, 1270 and three quarters, down 14 and three quarters. November, 1213 and three quarters, down 12 and three quarters, now 12 and a half. May soybean meal, 488.90, down 860. July is down 910 at 478.20. July soybean oil, 4104, down 14. June live cattle, 138.20, up 15. May feeders, 184.65, up 7 and a half. And May lean hogs are 113.67 and a half. They are down a dollar.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, traders are pushing the downside today.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's on the negative side of the equation. Crop reports out of the way there from Friday, sort of waiting for the next bit of news to come back in. Overall, just a lack of any new export sales, for say, and somewhat favorable weather for most of the Midwest is kind of limited to the buying interest. Soybeans there Friday, especially the July's, reached a well-publicized resistance level, and ever since it touched it yesterday morning, the July's been on the defensive. Also seeing unwinding of the bull spread in the bean complex also. So it looks like we're starting the week on the defensive posture with the idea that maybe the market can find some support here once we get into the 10:30, 11 o'clock hour.
Expect to see planting progress for corn at 60% or better?
That seems to be well advertised, 55 to 60% compared to about 28 last week, 70% average. Beans anywhere from 15 to 20% versus 5% last week and about 25% average. We made some tremendous headway. Looks like we're going to be wet and cool for a while. The next week looks fairly favorable for an additional planting progress. But the key is that last 5% going in, that's going to be watched real closely, 2 to 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, that's about 36 million acres of corn yet to be planted if we're at the 60% level. And I suppose its progress will determine a lot whether we have another run-up of December corn, maybe into, 515 area?
Well, kind of what I need to be watching. We need to hold the low we made a couple weeks ago here around this 487 area. If we can hold that, maybe we can run back up and test the upper end of the range. But man, Friday, that's a pretty nasty reversal down. Looking at the chart there, it's signaling that corn might have a rough go here for a while, especially after breaking this uptrend line that's been intact ever since last February.
Any surprise that USDA stuck to its February outlook for 165.3?
Well, that's the thing. When you look, longer term in through here, there's still some moving parts in that supply-demand balance sheet. I've got great confidence in the American farmer. I think he's going to do a fantastic job farming this year, and he's going to have some pretty good yields. But 165 seems to be a little bit rich, per se. You know, if that's the case, you know, we've got quite a bit of downside risk if that does happen. You know, trades using this 160, 163 area is kind of the swing point or the middle of the range. So, you know, that's the whole key in through here is analysts and traders and farmers plug in what yield they think's going to develop and take, multiply that times the harvested acres and go from there. So, we'll see what develops in through here. You know, so far there's some areas kind of struggling, but other areas are off to a fairly good start. And, you know, it's all in the hands of the weatherman right now.
And as we're talking about some of those northern areas holding the key for corn, they also then would can also hold the key for soybeans.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a balancing act still when you talk to guys in that northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, and through the Dakotas. You know, it's a slow start there. You talk to the guys in the southeast, man, they've just been extremely wet. So, you know, there's some areas that's struggling. And you know, we still got time, though, and we'll watch this weather pattern as we go through the growing season. Over the weekend through here, there's, you know, the western belt, dry areas got a little bit smaller, but, you know, we still got a large growing part of the growing season still in front of us yet.
So, I guess the question is the downtrend we're seeing the beginning of something that's more mid-termy downturn, or can we right the ship and move sideways?
Well, we'll see what develops here. If these corn can now hold 487, you can say the top's in on it, you know, on a closing basis. As far as new crop November beans go, move will close below this $12.08 area. You can say the top is in, you know, until we get more into June and July and see what the weather pattern is then.
So flexibility still remains key for the marketer then.
That's been our best approach. You know, being flexible gives you a lot of room to wiggle around a little bit. You know, kind of frustrating if a guy gets kind of dialed in, locked in, a little too aggressive, the market doesn't cooperate, it's really frustrating. But that's how we approach the marketplace, being flexible, have some covered positions, because there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. The volatility is going to remain relatively high. You look at commodity fund interest, speculative interest, you know, these guys are trading a lot of contracts, and it's going to move the market both up and down quite a bit. And the key is stay flexible to take advantage of these moves here to sort of protect your downside and give you some opportunity to stay alive for the next couple of years.
Have producers been very aggressive this far this year selling?
No. Hands in the pocket. I mean, be very cautious. Just you know, everybody was extremely bearish last winter, and right after that January report, the market's done nothing but climb this wall of worry. And, you know, some guys have done some scale-up selling as we've moved higher in through here, but sort of got a wait-and-see attitude. Still a large percentage of these elevator guys you talk to tell us that, you know, we're not looking at all that's been forward booked just yet, so... we'll see how things develop here. You know, get the crop in the ground. Weather becomes, you know, favorable for the most part. Producers be a little bit more aggressive on the sell side.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn, 496 and three quarters, down 8.25. July, 499, down 8.5. December, 491 and a half, down 7.25. May soybeans, 1481 and three quarters, down 19.25. July, 1464 and a quarter, down 22.75. November, 1213 and three quarters, down 12.25, now 12.5. July soybean meal, 477.80, down 9.50. July soybean oils, 40.07, down 11 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.